I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Rick Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money B, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right?
You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Jai? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chocolate City Radio with your girl, Chalk Mommy. I swear, that's a long-ass fucking introduction. I might have to change that shit, tone it down a little bit. But in the meanwhile, it works. It lets motherfuckers know who the fuck I am. And that's all that matters. Tonight is Wildin' Out Fridays. You got me. You got Dahlia on the line. And we are actually going to wild out tonight. Really don't have a topic picked out. It was going to be like sexual confessions, and I have quite a few confessions on the sexual tip, but you know what? I thought about it. That ain't none of y'all motherfucking business, but then again, I tell y'all everything. All y'all got to do is go to www.chocolatemommy.com, and you see my whole world plastered in my sex talk articles. But anyway, I'm going to bring Dahlia on because I have to tell her what the doctor told me today about my arm. So, hi, Miss Dahlia.
Hey, boo.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. I sound like your ass in the bathtub.
I just got out. I'm actually drying off.
Ooh, for real?
Can I
get a picture?
What? We'll see. If you're good tonight, no.
You know what? I ain't fucking with you. I'm not fucking with you. I gotta do physical.
I already danced for you on Tango.
Man, know what? You sure did. But, you know, with me, once you give me an inch, I need 5 miles.
It was a silly dance. I ain't gonna lie. It was a silly dance.
But I need my mule. I don't need 40 acres. I need 60 acres. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
I need a lot. I ain't go front. I'm special. I need a whole lot.
So what's going on with this arm?
I have to do physical therapy to repair my rotator cuff.
All you need to do is jack it in.
Girl, please. It ain't that much jacking in the world because most motherfuckers are coming up short nowadays.
Literally.
Yeah.
Aye, that's crazy.
Yeah, like, if I could find somebody worthy, oh, please, trust and believe, I'd be on it. Sure would, like, what? So, tonight, I have all kinds of freaky music that I'm going to play.
Ooh.
I'm
going
to make a move for somebody to smash a homie, smash their man, smash a chick, smash a toy. Somebody is going to get smashed. Wish it was me, but, you know, shit happens.
You know, it could have been. It could have been if you wanted it to be.
What?
I'm saying, you could get sex if you wanted it.
Yeah.
I don't feel sorry for you.
You know, but I am really trying to I'm trying to be focused on my career and get into the next level. And
mm-hmm.
until I can find some dick that's equally yoked with Chocolate City and Choc Mommy.
Oh, I already know that. I already know what that dick is. I already know whose dick that
but
is.
No, like, really, I'm, like, on something else because my mind.
I guess that's a later tango talk, I guess.
Man. That's just a later period. Like, you live and you learn. Let's see. The last time we was on air, someone called in and told me about my man 40 Glock getting beat up by the game, and I take that shit personal because I know how 40 Glock is. And I know the game is bitch made. He ain't built like that. And, you know, me personally, this is how I feel. If you beat a nigga's ass like that and you, like, 40 saying he was jumping, your niggas had guns, and you're saying that you just whooped his ass one-on-one and you done edited the video to show that, my thing is if you feel that your hand game is that motherfucking good and you beat this nigga down, you shouldn't have a problem giving him his ones again.
I mean, they gonna meet up anyway, and the truth's gonna come out regardless. So.
Oh, of course. But
I'm not worried about it. You know, the streets talk, and whatever you do, that shit's gonna come out regardless. So, just be ready for a few. You know, if that nigga, if 40 is what he say he is, he gonna get his revenge, and he gonna set shit straight. You know, that ain't a problem.
Yeah, but I'm just like, game. Get that man. Just meet up somewhere. Y'all put that shit on pay-per-view and get money. Somebody gonna
right.
get ass whooped, but you gonna get paid for it. And going 40, like, this is how I look at it. 40 ain't gotta keep looking over his shoulder, because, game, you done did what the hell you wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? You tried to make that man look bad to the public in the video. But, game,
right.
You got to change up your whole movement. You can't just be out and about like you normally would, because you know this motherfucker will pop up when you least expect it. You might be inside your fiance fucking her. Boy, you might pop out your closet and be like, what's up, nigga?
Shit, that's the game, you know? I mean, not the game, but that's just the way the streets work.
Of course.
The way it is. So.
Of course.
You don't have to deal with whatever he did regardless.
If I did something to somebody and I'm about to catch a nut and that motherfucker hop up out of the bedroom talking about what's up, Chop, and they want their ones, do you know how mad I would be? Do you know I would have to go ahead and beat their ass because they made me lose my nut and it's hard? Like, you
fucking with me, I might just get my ass shot while I'm riding a dick. Fuck it.
be like, do me a favor, just stand right there, let me catch that, and then we'll finish this in a minute.
I'll be like, really? Really? You gonna shoot me while I'm having sex? For real? All right. That's what's up.
Yeah. Oh, you gonna shoot me with my back turned? Really? Oh, you want me
really?
To
you gonna shoot me in my ass cheek for real? Oh, all right. That's what's up.
That's a lot of ass cheek, girl. Ass. Hey, wow. Yeah.
You are so silly.
But I'm dead ass, like ass for days. I need to take me a few hours trip somewhere. Just get on the road and drive somewhere, get me something to eat, and then come back home.
What the hell?
Now listen, now along the way, mind you, I'll take somebody with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So along the way, we're blessing the highway. So when I get to where I'm going to get something to eat, there's no need for me to get a room because I done smashed you all up and down the highway. I can go back to, life as usual.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, that's what I think. Like, you know what? I'm about to put on Twitter, I'm now accepting applications for a good man with good dick.
Girl, you know how many Goonies is going to come out of the woodwork?
Do you know how many pictures are going to come up? Like, this is like, I don't understand why men want to send pictures of their dick and it be ashy. What about, oh, I just got out the shower. Okay, leave the water on there, then it'll look all right. You know what I mean?
Or just slap some baby oil, some cocoa butter, some something.
Man, y'all doing too much. When y'all want a woman to see what y'all working with, put lotion on. Please, put lotion on. And you know what? I know I haven't had any because I am getting pimples on my face.
Aww.
Yes.
Girl.
So, I think I should do a tweet for somebody. You know how people be like, save the universe?
Hey, if people are on your website, how do they go to the link?
All I got to do is just click on the blog talk because the current show is on there right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just go to the blog talk and then you see Wildin' Out Fridays.
Okay.
And then they just click on it because I'm not streaming live on SitCam tonight. I don't feel like being seen and I'm tired and I'm a hot ass mess. Yeah, they will go to the site. And it's going to say Chocolate City Radio, Wild Out Fridays. And they
mm-hmm.
click on the play button. And then it'll
okay.
play the show for tonight that we're doing right now. That's exactly what it happened.
Okay.
So I am about to go into my music set, give you time to play with yourself.
What?
Yeah. You know, yeah, I need you to play with yourself. And then we're going to come back. I have a nice selection of music. So if you feel the need to do some of these things, by all means, handle your business. This one right here is dedicated to you from the other night. Hold on. Yeah. Okay.
Take it out. I wanna love you. Everybody wanna touch you. You're moving right. Wanna see what's up under. You back it up, beep beep like a trucker. Nice vibe, nice waves. And you know I can't forget about your face. But so none of that matters. I'm about to make your pockets better. I just wanna see you feel right. Now, this place, I just wanna see you strip. Take your time, baby. I just wanna see you strip. Goddamn, you can't hold me. Goddamn, you can't hold me. Goddamn, you can't hold me.
freak on, get my freak on. If you ain't freaking, we ain't freaking. You think I'm playing?
No, I'm not.
Let me see you back it up and drop. Yeah, I wanna see your legs in the air. Baby, don't worry about your hair.
All the shots.
I don't give a damn about that. In the club, they play my song. Turn it up, play it all night long. If you think you can, and you know you can, I'ma give you all the money, money, money.
Bobby, Well, if you wanna do something, then baby, we can do something. If you wanna do something, do something, do something.
Now, see, why the fuck you gotta be make a nigga wanna do something? Why I can't make a bitch wanna do something? That song got me on a late night creep. That whole set right there just set the whole tempo for foreplay.
So,
what?
How long was that break, Chad? Like,
about,
how long was that?
About 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
You got my text, huh?
Yes. I sure did.
So, okay, basically, you know how you said you wanted me to play with it while we were on break, right?
Yeah.
So I started, and I guess I'm in the living room. So I guess Mose decided he wanted to get something to eat from the kitchen and decides to stop and have dessert first.
The joys of having a living boyfriend, beyond dick, whatever.
Beyonce dick, whatever.
Yes. Wow.
I'm over here grinning.
Fuck ever. I want to hear that shit. Now you got me thinking about who I'm going to call. I think I'm going to do some late night creeping.
You need to. Because.
All backed up, face breaking. Damn. I need to. Uh-oh. I'm not going back that route. I was going to say I need to call Angel, but I'm good.
Angel? How he been?
I wouldn't know. I ain't talked to his ass.
Damn.
Wow.
We need to get you some. Not. Dick. We need to get you some schlong.
That's a really
big dick.
Okay. I'm going to give you a confession.
You say what?
I'm going to give you a confession.
What?
I got some.
Bitch. When?
Yeah.
When?
Last night.
And it must not be. It must not have been extravagant.
It wasn't nothing.
Oh, fuck. Girl, I'm going to need you. That sucks.
Like, I waited 10 minutes of my night.
That's all you gave them?
I'm good for a fuck bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am so tired of people just, like, I don't understand. Like, how hard is it to just satisfy somebody?
Oh, very. It's very hard. Like, really. Like, because men get used to fucking ratchet-ass bitches and that don't say nothing because they might have money or some clout. So females suck it up because of who the person is, and that's wrong. Girl,
that's true.
Don't be afraid to tell 2 Chainz he whack.
Right.
I mean, like, don't be afraid to tell a baller his dick is whack. Please, by all means. Like, I would tell a person. If I fucked Obama and his shit was whack, I don't give a fuck about him being the president. Hey, Obama, hey, a.k.a. Mr. President, that dick was whack. You know I'm a tell, right?
Yes, I know.
I'm like, now, if you go get one of your homeboys from Chicago in the hood to come over and make up for what you couldn't do, then, you know, I might be inclined to reconsider.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd be like, I might be inclined.
Girl, I'm gonna go on the search. I'm gonna find you some good quality. Like for real, for real.
So
I guess let some of these people know, like, what it is that they have to do or what it is that they have to have in order to turn you on or in order to get you to that point where you want to be. You know what I'm saying? Sexually.
Well. Girl, it'd take a lot. I can't really sit here and tell a person. I would just have to show them. They would just have to be in my face. And it's like, to me, it's like I could tell you and then mm-hmm. sit there and prepare for it. But then when you actually get in my face, I'm so,
It just has to be like a right timing, you know, because it's kind of different with everybody.
Yes, very. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you sit here and listen to my radio show or you sit here and you read my blog thinking that you got me figured out, when it's time, when it's, like, lights, camera, action, then you're going to fail every fucking time.
Okay. Well, let me put it like this. What turns you on?
My titties being sucked.
What else?
Being able to see your dick go in and out my coochie.
You are so bland tonight. I'm going to need you to get out of that mood.
No, because my thing is, like, we're going to sit here and talk about it, and then I'm going to be laying in the middle of my bed, and then I'm going to be like, you know what, I want some dick. Then I'm going to think about it, and then I'm like, nah, I'm good. Because where I'm at, right,
mm-hmm.
there's a good dick shortage.
I believe you.
I have to go out the area, and I have to work tomorrow. So it's not like I can get in my car and drive 4.5 hours and go to the A. It's not like I can drive 4.5 hours and go to VA or some shit like that. That's why I like to fuck with New Yorkers that live here, because they're on point. I have yet to meet some Cali.
Maybe your ass will need to move, man.
Move what?
Move as in move to New York.
It's too cold. And then the summer's too hot.
The summer's too hot.
Yeah, and then if I move to New York, I'll be a stone cold hoe. I ain't gonna front. I'll be fucking everybody.
Lord.
Oh, like a kid in the candy store. It's a variety of dick. Puerto Rican, Colombian, Dominican, fucking Haitian, Jamaican, Trinidadian, black, white, Irish, fucking Amish.
Not the Amish.
They armpit stink. So it's like, I don't know. Like,
I can't do the
That long ass beard. If I wanted to fuck somebody with a long ass beard, I'd go find freeway ugly ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not into like the facial, like hella facial hair, because when they're eating your pussy, like, especially, I don't know, like if it's rough, like that shit is uncomfortable. And like, I don't know, like, if a nigga got a necklace on or something like that and he eating your pussy and, like, the necklace is sliding in and out your butt crack, like, to me, I don't like that.
I mean, me personally,
You personally, I'm listening.
I don't really think I could fuck with somebody with a beard and they're licking my ass, because that would just tickle too much. And when I get tickled...
It does. It's very ticklish. And I'm already ticklish. Like, I'm ticklish as hell. So if you don't turn me on the right way, like, and you just try to eat me out, or you just try to go, you know, you try to go down on me, like, you'll probably get kneed in the face. So you have to make sure, like, I'm really, like, prepared, because I'm so ticklish.
Like, ooh. I just had a visual. Face down, ass up, and a motherfucker with a beard licking it from the back, and it's like his beard is just tickling you, and you just laugh and you just let one go.
That's why I don't do the ass stuff. I just can't.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's some weird things that people do. It's some very weird things that people do.
Mm-hmm.
Sexually. Like,
well, okay, where's your favorite place to have sex, or where's your favorite place that you've had sex?
In the backseat of a car. That is, like, my biggest turn-on. Backseat of a car, truck.
See, unless I'm in the back seat of a limo, that's not going to work for me because my nigga's 6'7".
I think it's the fact of the thrill that anybody can walk by and see you and get caught.
Yeah, I like the movie theater.
Nah, I make too much noise.
I do too. But
if
like
a horror movie, the screams would be surpassed by the horror. Like,
see, I like the thrill of having to be quiet. Like, I don't know. To me, when I hold my moans in, it feels so much better. Sometimes.
Really? So when I come to Dallas and you and Moses getting it in, and I tell him how I want him to smash it, and he cover your mouth and all that, you just gonna bust all on him.
What was that plan again?
You know what? I'm very dominant. Like when it comes to that, because I like giving orders, and I think I got that from my best friend and her man. Because you know,
yeah, that experience was crazy.
And I swear, that's like I need to do that again.
See, to me, like, I don't know, it depends. Like, if I'm, you know, fucking somebody or whatever, and, like, they just keep, like, I don't know, if I'm getting it some way and I'm feeling it and I'm liking it, you know, I'm never going to be in one position for too long. But you know how some niggas get so excited, they try to do everything because they about to come quick and shit? Like, changing positions every 2 seconds ain't going to make this experience last at all. Like, you know, like, I don't know, my thing, you keep telling me to do different shit just because you about to come and you trying to get every position in, I'm going to tell you to shut the fuck up. Like, I like to be dominant to a certain extent, but there's times I like to be submissive.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, if a dude comes before I'm ready for him to come, it's a wrap. I'm going to cuss him the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what? I actually want someone to listen. Like, I actually want to call and let somebody listen, but I want it to be worth it. You know what I mean? I want them to really put in work. And that's why I'm kind of mad at Mr. Charlotte, because he didn't work, but outside of work, it was nothing else. There was nothing else in common.
Right.
And I hate that. I really hate that. Like,
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, like, what my next sexual extravaganza will be. Like, I just want to do something, like, extremely spontaneous.
Do it in the grocery store.
Nah. My biggest temptation is there, and that's food.
Like, you know how, like, where, you know, you go to use the bathroom and you go through the double doors and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Like in the back?
Yeah, in the corner.
Okay. I think I might want to go like late night or early morning
go to that
little place. Like, you know how you be pulling your milk out or getting eggs and you see people behind there and you be like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Like, I want to be behind there moaning while people's like grabbing their eggs and milk. And then I'll be like, oh, wait, it's a crack on that egg. Here you go. Pick these. All right.
Woo, woo.
Be like, right there, Daddy. Shit.
Oh,
oh,
shit.
This milk is about to expire in 2 days. Are you sure you want that one?
Oh, shit. Dahlia, guess who was on the phone? You know, Tuesday night, we got Big Crip on, right? And, you know,
right.
We were talking shit saying that he not ready or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he asked for the link to the show. He's on the line. I think he's calling in so he can, like, fill us out so he don't get fucked up on the show on Tuesday.
Oh, well, see, that sucks. Well, it sucks for him because we're actually kind of mellow today.
Yeah.
So you know we're going to be turned all the way the fuck up. We don't have our A-game ready. Today is just a little free-flowing show. So whatever he experiences tonight, time that by probably 1,000, and that's what you'll get when you come on the show.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
What's cracking, kid? What it is?
How you doing?
Ain't nothing to relax in your days. What it is, y'all?
I'm riding around and I'm crispin'. All right. I'm crispin'.
You already know. All day, every day till I tizz out.
Now
what
you know,
mean, who that is?
That's
not. Hey, hey.
Oh, I was cracking, Charlotte. Oh, you the not red team lover.
That's true. Guilty. But yeah. Don't get me wrong. I was getting it in my car to that music. So I was feeling it.
The look is sharp.
So what the hell are you doing besides peeking and, like, spying on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm chilling with my kids right now.
Oh, okay.
How many kids you got?
I got two kids. I took two kids I made and two stepkids. And two girlfriends.
How many
and
girlfriends?
And two girlfriends.
Two girlfriends.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you fucking them both, like, together in the same room or what?
Yeah, together. They know each other. I don't cheat, man. I'm a real nigga, you dig? I don't need to cheat.
Wow.
That's what's up. So they suck your dick, like, at the same time and shit?
Yeah, at the same damn time. You already know.
Maybe, what's that? What's it called? Snowballing? Is that what it's called?
Nah,
where you nut in one girl's mouth, and then they kiss and exchange your nut in their mouth?
And they do all that. Everything old gravy. Yours is it.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. You nasty.
Who nasty? I ain't doing it. They doing it. Yours is
it. Huh? You ain't stopping them?
Hey, it's a big family house, man. This is big love. This is Crip love. I ain't no big love. Yours is me.
Oh, shit. Remind me never to come to your house and spend the night if I can't afford a hotel.
Yeah,
right.
I might jump off. You dig.
I'm good. I'm good. Matter of fact, when you come on the show Tuesday, I'm going to make sure I go to the beauty supply store. Get my little blue flag bandana, put it on my head, give me some blue drawers, and some blue socks.
Yeah, do all that for me, yeah. Keep your crystal in the world. Take me from the rat game. I can't call me a boy after you say that, man.
I'm just teasing you. It's all love.
Oh, it's all gravy.
You're mean as fuck, though.
Huh?
You look mean as hell.
Well, me? Yeah, sometimes.
I think
I'll beat you up.
You.
Say what?
It's
I said I'll beat you up.
You beat me up?
I don't know if you're Jamaican.
Beat me up in what way?
You got two girlfriends. I don't know.
Beat me up in what way?
Whatever way you want. I mean, like.
I hear that.
I mean, you got two girls, so, you know. I wouldn't want
to. Yeah, you got a man, too. You heard me. I listen to the
show. Yeah, I don't fuck up happy homes because, I mean, you know, once I come in the picture, there will be no more them, so.
Yeah, that's what you say, cuz. You don't be number three. You don't want to join. You heard me.
She never.
Never. I'm not even number one. I'm only in
yeah,
any
that's what
case.
They said the same thing, too.
I believe it, but that's them, not me.
What y'all dealing with? What it is?
And pop this song off. I like this song. It's so cute. I'm Dre Play, riding around cribbing with Big Crib from Fresh Gang and Hellboy Elroy. Drag on. What the hell is
it?
Hey.
Here we go.
The nigga lost in this game, mainstream of America, down with Lopes.
East Coast and I'm crippin'. East Coast and I'm crippin'.
Yo, nigga, I told y'all motherfuckers, we make the best East Coast Crip music. Ain't no motherfucker in the East Coast can fuck with my Crip music. You heard? We the best and fuck the rest. UMC, my
ride around
gang,
and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. On East Coast and I'm crippin'. East Coast and I'm crippin'. East Coast. And I'm crippin', East Coast, and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around 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 and I'm crippin'. On East Coast, and I'm crippin'. On East Coast, and I'm crippin'. East Coast, and I'm crippin'. East Coast, and I'm crippin'. Couple West Coast trips don't mind me, cause I'm from the East Coast. But I got that G pass from the OG Bear for Pookie. Riding around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. From East Coast, and I'm crippin'. From East Coast, and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around in Brooklyn, left side, blue flash. Said I'm claiming UMC, who am I? OG. Act up, get clapped up, crip up or grip up. Mafia gang or doping, T-hats they moving. Neighborhood they rolling, Jersey they Great Street. Crying niggas be Yard Street, NWA fuck the police. Cause I don't bend sick, that's fake shit. Plus I ain't folk, just a straight low. Capital C's, all day, every day, picking up blue chips, Shaq status, blue money, drag crazy, but now he loking. I'm riding around and I'm crippin', 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 on East Coast and I'm crippin', 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 I'm riding around 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 and I'm crippin', on East Coast and I'm crippin', on East Coast and I'm crippin', East Coast and I'm crippin', East Coast and I'm crippin'. Hellboy Elroy, let's go.
My flow is so melodic, and niggas know I'm about it. And your wife, he give me knowledge like as if I am retarded. My C is stand for chopper, and I really bang for the goddamn crib. You would think I would love the way I hug my script. Niggas empty out clip on coppers. My flag on the left real proper. Y'all singing to the feds real opera. And it got to the point my motherfucker flow is sick. It need a doctor. Motherfuckers ain't know I'm Logan. Well, guess what? Now you know it. And my clip, it leave him soaking like he fresh up out the ocean. We turned him to a dolphin. I'm fresh up out the coffin, and my coke look like that frosting from that donut made in Boston. That hood environment I'm bossing. My motherfucker, my I lost it, and I'm riding around crippin', and I pour 600 horses. Huh? I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. 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 On East Coast and I'm crippin'. 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 I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around and I'm crippin'. I'm riding around. And I'm crippin', I'm riding around and I'm crippin', on East Coast and I'm crippin', on East Coast and I'm crippin', East Coast and I'm crippin', East Coast and I'm crippin'.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's crackin'?
Man, I dedicate that song to 40 Glock, cause he gonna be riding around. And he gonna be crippin', and he gonna creep up on the game and fuck that bitch ass nigga up.
Yeah, that's all on him. You gotta do, you gotta do, you did.
Man, sometimes I wish I was a guy so I could just like square up with some men and fuck them up, like real talk.
Yo, I don't know, but hey, that ain't me, man. Why you're a 40 fan, right?
You know what? I like 40. I like his realness or whatever. And
yeah.
I like some of the shit that he says. And, you know, me personally, a lot of my friends are blue flags.
Yeah.
I don't have anything against red flags or anything like that. But, like, some of them are kind of funny. It's like, they're not grown. They're not on their grown men shit. And, I mean, it doesn't matter what color person, rep or whatever. It's just, you know, me personally, I don't give a fuck what you repping. Just fucking be a man. That goes for you, too. You know, you're going to rep something, just be a woman about it. I just think, for me, as a businesswoman, it's like there's more to life than beefing over dumb shit when you can put aside your motherfucking differences and get money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all about. You're about getting that bread.
Yeah.
So
instead of arguing, I'd rather be fucking and getting money. Like, for
real. You already know. And take care of your kids. You can't forget that. That's more fun. Taking care of kids.
Oh, of course.
Man, unless you got some badass great kids like mine, ain't no fun in that shit. Not just like, I love my grandkids. Like, I do. But, yeah, like, I don't know. I don't have respect for lame-ass men that don't handle their responsibilities, or they always feel like, or no, this is my big key pet right here. I have no respect for a motherfucker that robs people.
Say that again, I can't even hear you. You're going in and out.
I said, I have no respect for motherfuckers that rob people.
That robbing shit is corny.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the way that I'm on the block getting it, nigga, you could be on the block getting it too.
Yeah, exactly. But some niggas like that robbing shit because they bunch of thieves. Thieving ass niggas. I don't know, but I'm not into that bullshit.
But you know, you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Yeah.
In our day and age,
son.
Like, ooh, wow.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's hot out here on that right now. Somebody just got blamed.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Where you at, in Brooklyn?
Yeah, I'm in Brooklyn.
Wow.
Christ.
Well, I ain't do it, so they ain't looking for me.
Yeah, they ain't looking for me. All right, so I won't be on this conversation. I've been dipping.
At least today they ain't. Shit.
You know what?
Yeah, not right now. I can't get in trouble because I'm fighting the case right now, so I'm chilling right now.
See, my thing is, you know, like, people do stupid shit. Like, they talk about how hard they is and shit like that. Okay, you not that hard just because you've been in jail. The hardest niggas,
they don't get
free. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, hard niggas don't get caught. Shut up.
Yeah, hard niggas get caught. They get snitched on.
Okay.
Like me,
I
got snitched on.
It's too many ways to know how to get away with a murder. Like, all you got to do is watch CSI, all them little crime shows. They tell you the chemicals to use and everything. I'm pretty sure I know how to create the perfect murder. Like, for real.
I just beat a body. I just beat two bodies, so... I don't know. What you know is you can prove, you dig.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's crazy because I've never seen a dead body. I'm not trying to. The closest thing that I've seen to a dead body is when I smashed the homie and he passed the fuck out. I put it on him and he couldn't move.
You ain't never been to the funeral before.
Oh, damn, you gave him a heart attack?
I ain't give him a heart attack. He wish he had one, but I'm dead now. I took all
the So you basically got that seizure proof. You making niggas get seizures and shit.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Seizure plus it. I hear.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
To be exact. Brooklyn to be exact, you dig?
Now, let me ask you this.
Have you
ever paid for a pussy?
Have I ever paid for pussy? Nah, hell no. Nah. I don't need to pay for no pussy.
And it's the fact you don't need to, but some people have.
Yeah, some people have. I probably might pay for pussy probably all life. I don't know. I don't need to do that. I got two girls. If I pay for pussy, they fuck me up anyway. My money go to the kids. I pay for no cutty. I mean, all the rappers do it, though. Rick Ross and them niggas and all them other niggas be talking about it. They do that shit, but I ain't doing that shit. It's a session right now. I need to save every bread I got.
But look at Ross. He's big, sloppy, and fat. He gotta pay for something.
Yeah, I guess that's why he do it. But I ain't no wrong with paying for pussy, though. I just don't do it.
Not
ain't
yet.
Ain't no wrong paying for pussy. Not yet.
Yet.
Hell no. I ain't doing it today. I got 2 bills, I told you.
But they don't be with you everywhere.
I mean, now I got them in different boroughs and in the same hood that he come, but I don't need to pay for no cutty, trust that.
Uh-huh.
But when you pay for pussy, I just pay for, just a smash and dip, that's all. But it's technically, you pay for pussy regardless.
Yeah.
When you take your shorty, you gotta pay bills, you gotta pay rent, all that shit, and all that other shit.
See?
Donut dinner, and all that shit, buying clothes. It's on the same thing.
That it is. But I don't pay for no dick, though.
Why not?
For what?
See, so why niggas got to pay for pussy for if you ain't paying for dick?
Because men are weaker than women.
Not all men. Some men. But you is right, though.
75% of the men are weaker than women.
75%? Well, that's them niggas. I guess I'm in 25%. That ain't me. You're...
Well, we're going to dissect your ass on Tuesday, and we're going to put you in a different percentage.
Now, I'm 25%, trust.
Maybe you are, maybe you're not. Who's to say?
We'll find out on Tuesday.
Yes, we will, because I'm going to make sure I'm extra crunk for you.
Go ahead. I told you I can handle on chocolate wave, dude.
Whatever. I'm just, right now, I'm mellow because I'm on the injured reserve list, so I'm chilling right now. But Tuesday, I promise you, you ain't going to be paying for this.
Trust me, I can handle anything. Like I told you, I told both of y'all, I handle both of y'all's yours. And this ain't yours, and I had the worst thing. What happened to D? Was she quiet? See? She can't handle it, so she went on pause mode, so that's why you for dirty now.
Oh, no, she on the line. She might be.
Huh? What happened? What happened?
He said your ass is quiet. He said he shut your ass down.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. There's no point in arguing because I know what I'm capable of. I'm just saying.
I hear it. I hear you.
I think he likes it rough, Dahlia.
That's perfectly fine. There's no other way to have it.
I think he likes when a female is aggressive and she pulls on his braids and his beard and shit and tell him what to do.
Nah, you bugging, cuz. Ain't none of that right here. I control the pussy, you heard me. I'm the bedroom bully.
I'm going to have to Google that and see what Google says.
Yeah.
I got a question. When the fuck is the video coming out?
We did the video. Matter of fact, actually, I get over this right here. I'm about to go look at it on CV. We're about to try the making of it tomorrow, but I got to look at it right now. You feel me? And then, homie, they're fixing up the video right now, so I got to go check all that tonight. The video probably might drop by next week, this week. But I know for sure the making of it is dropping tomorrow, Saturday.
Okay.
We did the video Saturday past. Huh?
I'm upset about that shit. Y'all did that video so fast. I was trying to be up there so I could see it.
Oh, when you was trying to come down here?
I supposed to have been down there last week.
I can't even hear you, cuz. Hello?
Yeah, I supposed to have been there last week, but y'all did that shit real quick. Y'all didn't give a bitch notice or nothing. It's all good.
See, I ain't know you was supposed to come down here, cuz. I ain't know. Drag ain't tell me nothing. And I didn't hear you talk about you coming to Brooklyn yet. New York, but I didn't know you coming out here yet.
Man, I can't talk about it like that. I got to come in and come out, man. When I sit down in New York and people know, it's over. I'm going to get nowhere. Because everybody's going to be trying to smash me because I always be talking shit about New York dudes.
Oh, okay. You was talking all that garbage. I know you don't get handled by New York dudes, and they don't break you back. You don't go back to North Carolina. You ain't gonna come back down here.
Actually, I run through y'all. But when
huh?
It's only been a few. I'm
again. I ain't hear you.
I said I fuck with Brooklyn. And they're paymasters, and I run through New York niggas when I come up there. It's nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
A girl.
You a what?
I'm a country girl.
Okay, I hear you.
Yeah, our coochie just made different than city girls.
Girl, I'm a city girl, and I ain't
not
had no complaints yet.
Not New York City.
No,
you
California.
You in a good
I got some, I got that Cali good. You think our weed is good?
Well, Cali pussy good?
That's what she said, but she's stingy.
That's
you
what I'm asking
my
huh?
She's stingy, we'll never know.
I don't know. I don't did I ever have a Cali shorty? I don't remember, cuz. I think I had a Cali shorty. I don't remember.
Well, it don't even matter, cuz you got two girls, and they ain't trying to hear that.
Nah, they ain't trying to hear none of that, but I'm trying to talk about my past 40 was in the picture. I don't remember none of that. I don't think I ever had. Did I? I don't remember having no Cali good. Not right now. I don't remember that shit right now.
You smoke weed?
Huh?
You smoke weed?
Nah, I don't smoke weed, cuz.
Anymore or never?
Never smoke weed. That's why I try to tell people don't stereotype that, cuz I was originally born in Jamaica. Not all Jamaicans smoke weed. I was originally born in Jamaica, and I don't smoke weed.
Oh, cuz I was saying weed affects memory.
Yeah, and I gotta stay focused for what I be doing, so I don't be smoking no weed and none of them type of things.
That's good. I don't smoke weed either. It's not good for you.
Yeah, it ain't good for me. Ain't good for my body at least.
I smoked weed before, but I don't smoke weed.
You don't need to smoke weed. God knows you don't need to smoke weed.
Why you say that?
Yeah,
what?
Why you say that for?
Smoke weed and become high, yo, I swear, like, she would be bugging the hell out. She would just have...
No, I wouldn't. I'm actually, like, when I'm tipsy or when I'm drunk or high, like, I'm chill as fuck. Like, I'm chill as hell. Because my personality is a natural high, so that stuff does the exact opposite to me. Like, I'm, like, chill as fuck when I smoke weed. I'm not good for shit when I smoke weed. I eat and I take my ass to sleep.
Okay, you catch that niggeritis and shit.
Exactly. When I'm first high, you know, we can have some really bomb ass sex. But after a while, I'm moving in slow motion. I'm like,
that slow motion. For sure.
Straight to the bed.
Oh, for sure. I hear that.
I'll be deep in my thoughts.
Okay. So you from Dallas? You be on that scissor and all that shit?
I be what?
You be on that scissor?
No, I don't do none of that shit.
I don't do none.
I don't participate in. I don't even like taking medicine when I got a headache. Let alone just be sipping some shit. No, it's some shit that make you talk slow and look fucking stupid.
Oh, for sure.
I stay here in Dallas, but, I mean, I just reside here. I'm very West Coast.
I fuck with the way. I'm supposed to be out there in, like, 2-3 weeks. I'm supposed to go out there. Got me and couple of homies.
What part?
Huh?
What part?
I'm going to L.A.
Word?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't like none of these New York niggas. I'm a New York nigga, but myself from California. I'm from the motherland. I ain't on that fake shit. Real crippin' over here, you dicks.
Hell yeah. Them niggas is serious. Like, that's one thing I can say about Cali. Like, it's mad respect between, like, the Bloods and the Crips. As long as ain't no disrespect, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I was talking about that last show. A lot of niggas don't really realize. They think it's a color thing, and it's not. It's about respect.
Yeah.
It's about turf.
Yeah.
Like, you go to some of them hoods in L.A., like, these niggas sit on top of houses with guns. If you report a dead body, that dead body just going to be in that trash can till it's just gone because the cops don't come through them places. They just don't. The cops is always outnumbered out there. SWAT team, they don't even bother with it no more.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like I tell my West Coast nigga, they go both ways because they be trying to say New York niggas is crippin', but that's why they fuck with me, though, because I said really come from California. Mm-hmm.
up. I
yeah,
my
and them niggas
is
legit.
I started out here in East Coastal, but the Crippin'
yeah.
is totally different either way. It's dangerous in both ways because in New York, the Crippin' is dangerous too because if a Cali Crip or Cat Blood, they could walk in the wrong hood. In Cali, at
yep.
least in Cali, you know a neighborhood in Cali is, you know, don't go on Sloss, and that's where the neighborhood niggas are. Don't go on Crenshaw on the 8th Circuit. That's where the gangsters at. You can't, they know it's
right.
up, but in New York, it's different because in New York, you can walk
mm-hmm.
on Safeway Jack, you walk in a hood called Crown Heights. You could go on the wrong part of Crown Heights, and that's the whole Crip neighborhood. And then when you go past Atlanta, that's the blood name. But niggas won't know what neighborhood you're in. You get blamed up.
Yeah.
So, in a way,
yep.
they go both
Wait.
Ways. The only reason I show
Wait.
My love to the West Coast, because that's where it started at. But it's dangerous mm-hmm. out here in New York, too. So.
Oh, yeah, I believe it. You know, it's just, to me, it's the younger generations of banging. You know what I'm saying? That's really just fucking it up, honestly. Younger
yeah,
generation.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, you're right. They is fucking it up.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I'm in that generation, but that's the thing.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm from the West Coast, so, you know, I have a lot of OGs in my family and shit like that. I have Crip family, too. You know what I'm saying? So, them, like I said, them niggas is legit. Crip was the first niggas to roam the streets. So I give them niggas respect regardless.
Oh, for real.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like I said, you know, I fuck with Red, but Crip niggas, they put in work to get where they at. So don't get me wrong. Like, them niggas is legit, too. Them niggas is active.
Yeah, don't forget, if it wasn't for Chris, there won't be no Bloods. Remember that, you dig?
Hell yeah. It started with them, you know?
Yeah, we started
and
it.
That's the truth.
Until the Blood homie beat the other nigga up, that's how they started their Blood thing.
Yep. Two niggas feud.
Nah,
two niggas
feud. That's how it started, for real. I know the rules, man. That's how it started.
Yeah.
You feel me?
But
that's why everything. Yeah, it is what it is. It's the young niggas. Y'all niggas be crazy, cuz. New York too. New York and Cali. It is y'all niggas just be crazy.
Yep. And everywhere else that's trying to get on the map.
Yeah. Everywhere else. Yeah, Atlanta. Everybody Crippin' and Bloodin' now. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
That's what it is. But the West Coast has got to show some of the little homies out here love. Besides me, they show me love, but I'm saying you gotta show other states love too. Feel me?
Yeah.
That's why you talk to my West Coast nigga, tell them that you need to stop banging each other and start getting at these fucking man, we need to stop talking. But whatever. We gotta start getting at these other niggas, other minority niggas, you feel me? You know what I'm talking about. You from Cali, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I know it. I like
you. Feel me?
You're
me?
Very Yeah, hell yeah. You're real.
So look, yeah, I am real. And I'm calm too, you dig? What's y'all doing? What's she chilling? She quiet now?
Oh, I'm sitting here listening to y'all, getting ready to bring in one of my friends who I used to beat up on the show. He called.
You always beating up on somebody.
No, but with Travis. He was like, he ate some pussy for 2 hours one night. So I always got to fuck with Travis. And he was like, he got hit by a car and lost some weight, and his dick got bigger. So, you know. So, he's from New York, too. So, you know, I had to bring Travis in and show him some love.
For sure.
That boy, Trav, what the fuck you doing?
What's gutty?
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing. Talking to the big homie, Big Crip.
Hey, yo, I've been listening to him. Salute all day. My cousins is over there in Cali right now. Long Beach, rolling. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so I salute that boy right there.
What's cracking, cuz? What it is? Oh, you're from Long
you
Beach,
already
please.
Know, my nigga.
He's a 26
crack.
You already know. He's coming back for the rat game, crippling his back. He did.
All day. You know what I'm saying? We speak the same lingo. I'm from Harlem. You know what I'm saying? Nine butt bloods, but it got little Crip sets over there, too.
Yeah, I'll be up in Harlem, cuz right now. I ain't too far from there. I'll be in Harlem. I'll be all over the hood. I'm probably the only nigga to be in every state, every borough, all over the damn place, cuz.
That's what's good, B. But I was listening to you talk. How you doing, Chad?
I'm doing fine.
That's what's good. I'm hearing the show and everything. I'm still seeing you got the show going on and shit.
dick in my life, Travis.
You got Brooklyn right there on the phone.
Oh no, I can't do that.
He told you the best state to go to get it, New York.
Man, but I can't fuck with Harlem.
Harlem, that's the home of them pretty boys.
Yeah,
that's the pretty boys.
That's where the pretty boys are.
Brooklyn is on Brooklyn. Yo, it's funny because Brooklyn and Harlem never get along. Period.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? My father from Bed-Stuy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so when I go over there to Bed-Stuy to visit my family and everything, you know what I'm saying? It's a little animosity because I'm a Harlem cat.
Well,
I guess
I'm right.
Because they make too much noise in the bedroom. They scream louder than me.
Oh, wow. I ain't gonna front. If it's good, I'm gonna. I don't even try to hold mine in no more. If it's good, it is.
You be biting your fingers and screaming loud, see?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it depends with my girl, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm loud. Mad loud. Ain't even
Crip,
no shame in my game.
Crip, are you loud?
Yeah. I'm out loud, but I mean, what are you talking about loud?
In the bedroom, you make noises?
I'll be making noises, but I'll be looking at it because it should be cracked. I'll just be saying shit.
Uh-huh.
But I ain't no loud, none of that stuff. But like what he said, if you're going to bust off, you bust off. I'm holding nothing back, you heard me. I treat a pussy like an enemy, cuz.
What?
I'm gunning.
That's
I'm
right.
The butt.
Eat it out.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
I'm going to be in New York next month, hopefully, Chuck.
Huh?
I said, I'm going to be in New York next month, hopefully.
Well, and I get everything situated like I'm supposed to and everything done for drag that I need to get done. I'm going to come to New York for like 4 or 5 days, and I'm going to make crazy videos because I'm going to meet with the owner of allhiphop.com, Video City TV, and some other people, and somebody's going to do a treatment for my video, and I'm going to be all over the place. You might even see me pop up on Big Crip, jump on his back, and be like, I'm riding around,
I'm tripping. You already know.
You are so stupid.
You already know I can hold you up, cuz.
Well,
I saw the video, Chalk, of you showing the dude your clip while you were felling me and all that.
Yo.
Yeah, I saw that.
That shit was
She's a beast.
Guys.
She's a beast.
But the
Hell
thing,
yeah.
Travis, this is what happened. I was doing a live show in Atlanta, right? So I'm doing the show in my door. When I get to the hotel, all these people are in the lobby. And what happened was they got light. They had to check into the hotel. I was there and they were free. So I'm making money and giving away. So I'm calling while I'm in the lobby. My manager at the time is there with her homegirl. And some dude is standing behind me. I'm in 5-inch heels. Matter of fact, that night I was repping blue because I was hanging out with BMF niggas in the club that night. So I was like, okay, I'm and he enjoyed it.
That's crazy. But I saw it though. That's how my homegirl do. She just keep it on her honey. She wild like that.
Yeah, I just deleted my squirting video out my phone.
You just did that, right?
Yeah.
I want to see that shit.
Word. You and me both, nigga.
Damn, cuz, what kind of greedy shit was that?
That was the first time you ever squirted, Chuck? Or?
That was like the third time, but he was the first person to ever make me do that.
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
How you know it's amazing?
I'm a squirter.
He's like a volcano.
That's what's up.
A volcano? You mean an ocean?
Okay. You ain't even introduced me to your co-host.
Oh, Talia?
Oh, yeah. She's so rude, right? What is that noise?
I'm in the streets.
It's a raggedy phone.
Oh.
Nah, I'm outside. Yeah. That's what it is. I'm in the streets with the homies.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Damn it. Okay, is Scotty over there with you?
Oh, nah, Scotty in the corner. I'm about to go meet with him, too. Y'all come to the studio with me.
And then, wait a minute, who's... It's a couple of y'all. Damn it.
Yeah, it's Pick. It's me, Pick, Scotty. That's the fresh gang right there.
Okay, so who is Shadow Low?
Oh, Shadow Low, that's my homie. I'm about to meet him with him, too. We got to go to the studio. I'm with my regular niggas out here.
Well,
hey, yo, Brooklyn is like home of nothing, but 90% of Brooklyn almost is Crip.
Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying? But not back in the days, because we had to go do what we do. It wasn't
back in the early days, like that.
Yeah,
like
9396. It was crazy. 9396.
When I come to New York, y'all better be on motherfucking deck. I better have some blue hair bags. That's all I'm saying. Oh,
you good out here, man.
And y'all don't hit girls. Y'all better not.
She
no,
I,
if she if she banging, if she banging.
Yeah, she get the dick. That's the only hit she getting. But hitting wise, we got shorties to accept for that.
That's why, yeah, if I'm with you, we're going to have to watch what neighborhoods we go to, because,
it's going to be cool, because, like, when I do come to their hood, it's going to be fun, because I'm going to make a video about it. And then people are going to sit here and be like, oh, my God, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah, she
the in the hood love the cameras.
You know what I'm saying? They sure do. I love the camera my dad stuff.
especially when you putting us on, you showing us love and you showing where we live at. Oh, we love that.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. She's showing the homies love, showing me love. She showing me love per by playing my singles. So I fuck with
her. She
first
her
play my music.
Yesterday. I'm riding around and crippin'. I ain't even get a chance to hear it.
Yeah.
I've only been to New York once, so I didn't get to do much. I was 16.
New York,
15.
But I was definitely gonna have to.
Huh? New York is a beautiful place. You have to go back because my first experience there, I drove and I got lost and I flagged down the state troopers. And ask them for directions. Girl, I didn't even know I had a fugitive warrant. They didn't run my name because I wasn't doing it and I was just lost.
Right.
My first experience. My second experience, I went up there to buy some fucking weed and my homeboy fucking beat me. He beat me for like $1,600. Then I was in Washington High.
You was in Harlem. You had to be in Harlem because them Harlem niggas be doing that. You know what y'all niggas be doing, cuz.
I was downtown.
Hey, yo, don't do that, yo.
That's that Harlem shit, cuz. That's that Harlem and Washington Heights shit, man.
Man, I got
to Demolo.
I'm right, cuz. Y'all don't be saying, yo, we be right back. We going in the building. That's what y'all
see,
was
I went,
yeah,
I went with my theater class. So we was on Broadway.
Nah, like.
Yeah,
we was on
Broadway
and in Manhattan
right there
and
by
shit.
Me. Broadway's right there by me because I grew up on 131st in Amsterdam. Manhattan,
oh, yeah,
Friday.
You're right there.
See,
oh,
we,
yeah,
go,
yeah.
We
so
go to
I'm
New
right
York,
there.
I'm going to be lost in all them plays because I fuck with theater.
It's two Broadways, though. There's one in Harlem and there's one in Brooklyn. So what Broadway
yeah.
are you on?
Whichever one is close to Town Square where all the plays and shit be.
Town Square, that's on my side.
Yeah, that's on his side.
I gotta take you down. You going downtown. You going towards you going downtown and everything, like 42nd Street and all that.
See, like we walked from Manhattan to Central Park.
Oh, I'm not doing no walking. I'm hopping in the dollar vans all day.
And I almost got hit 5 times. Like, the taxis, them motherfuckers is rude.
Yeah,
like, what the hell? How y'all
cab
do that? These niggas was on the sidewalk and cussing me out. I'm like, for real?
That's how they do up there, you know what I'm saying? The top ways of, the top, a lot of dudes that I know, transportation-wise,
mm-hmm.
niggas is using dirt bikes, four-wheelers, you know what I'm saying, getting to where they got to get to. Niggas ain't playing no more.
Right. Shit,
like
I was just
I
a pedestrian
though,
walking, trying to get to where I had to go. It was early in the morning. I am not a morning person. People got cussed the fuck out.
Hey, yo, I'm telling you, man, the first Brooklyn, yo, if Brooklyn is like, to me, Brooklyn always been a tough borough because, for one, you got Brooklyn's known for just doing whatever they got to do to eat. Not saying
yeah.
all Brooklyn cats, but most Brooklyn cats in Harlem, niggas ain't getting along. Niggas ain't
yeah.
talking. Like, niggas is separated by a bridge and water. And we
mm-hmm.
seem like it's so far away, but Brooklyn ain't nowhere from Harlem. Like, if you look closely, you can see Harlem. You can see the Brooklyn from Harlem.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But you know what they say? Harlem only make it. Brooklyn niggas only taking it, cuz. So
and ever since that came out, that's how it's been.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because I remember I went to the, what is it? What is the crypt? The Skate Key or Empire? Which one is in Brooklyn?
The Empire Skating Rink. Skate Key is
Empire. Me and my mans, it was 3 of us. Yeah, I mean, rest in peace to my nigga JoJo. We all came up to Empire. That's when the North Faces just came out. The niggas stuck us up right there inside the skating rink. We was the only 3 niggas in there from Harlem. And they took our North Faces.
Yo, man, Brooklyn is grindy, cuz. Right there, you was right by the project.
Yup.
Yeah.
And don't even get me started on the pink houses. We got chased up out of there. We young, messing with shorties in the pink houses. They got mad, told them we was from Harlem. All you seen is Brooklyn cats chasing us out of the pink houses.
It had to be some blood, because that's a blood-ass project, cuz.
Yeah, that's all it was. You know they got them bounty hunters over there now. Well, look,
yeah.
That's the bounty hunters.
Yeah, that's the blood projects right there.
But, Chuck, you come up there, you're going to be cool, though. Crips run Brooklyn. Trust me. It ain't like it was back in the day, boy. Crips is running everything from Nordic Avenue to Atlantic.
You already know, cuz. You know about the hood. You already know. But I still got love for the Bloods, though. I know some Blood niggas. I'm telling you, I'm well-respected. That's why I be in Bronx home. I be everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I ain't saying nothing. I ain't worried about it. Y'all cool people.
Yeah,
I just know if I come down there, I'm going to have to bring some, I don't bang like that no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really just don't. I have a kid now and shit, so I don't really be out in the street.
Yeah.
But if I see somebody doing some, you know,
so
fuck ass shit,
you're a gang member. You're not a gang banger because you ain't active.
Huh?
Yeah, but she's a member.
You're a gang member. But you're not a gang because you're not active.
I mean, truth be told, like, but see, I did most of my shit on the West Coast. So, you know, when I moved out here, I was really about my studies and shit like that. So, Dallas, I don't know, I don't fuck with, I can't see myself riding with Texas Blood, at least the ones I've met. I just can't. You know, the ones I've met, they not legit. I'm 21,
yeah.
So a lot of niggas my age, they don't know how to bang, and I refuse to lose my life over them being stupid and being disrespectful.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? These niggas ain't real. They wear red, and they like, oh, yeah, my nigga, and I'm a Blood. And you know, I call niggas out like that. Really? You a Blood? Yet, you know what I'm saying? You just bought some blue Jordans for real? Oh, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas want to bang in the club. Like, no, that shit is, it's
niggas
a lifestyle.
Niggas bang for them when it's convenient. Like,
exactly.
Like,
but when they by themselves, they won't wear they won't wear their color in the street. That's not real.
Exactly. Like,
that's not real.
And a lot of dudes that's like that, though, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, I mean, Dallas don't even have turfs like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, from what I've seen, they'd be like, oh, don't go to Oak Cliff or don't go to this area. And I go to that area, And I'm like, really? This what y'all call banging? All y'all, like, really? All y'all drug dealers, y'all standing on one corner? How the fuck y'all making money? This ain't no partner system. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas selling drugs on the same corner. How does that work? These niggas
it's
be bringing
crazy.
Motherfuckers, they be selling drugs out their house. You don't fucking shit where you sleep. Really? You let niggas come in and out your house? Nah. It don't work like that. Y'all niggas too comfortable.
It's crazy. Like you said, you got some people that just, like me personally, I never, like, I'm not in it, you know what I'm saying? But affiliated, like more so like affiliated with them because my family is, and I know mad people that I grew up with that's like close to me that is. So it's like I always been affiliated with it and everything, but I hate.
Right. See, and how I got started was like I was younger, I was going through some shit with my family. I had nobody else to turn to. I turned to the streets. I got in the streets and shit like that, you know, went through my initiation, whatever else, and, you know, the person who was, you know, over it pretty much was like, you know, this ain't for you, this ain't your life, you got a lot ahead of you, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I moved to Texas because obviously I can't just, you know, stop banging in the West Coast and expect to live a real life. You know, I had to disappear for a while, so moved to Texas, and I mean, now I can go back and it's all love and shit, but.
Hey, Franco.
Huh?
Yo, sir. I'm on my way to her right now, but I'm on a phone interview, on the radio interview. I'll call you later, sir. All right, sir.
But, hush, little boy. He just woke up. He cranky. But, yeah, I can't get down with these newer generation so-called gangbangers.
Yeah, no, it's gangbangers and gang members.
Yeah, you right about that.
Feel me? I soon be a gang member when I start getting this rap money.
Well, I'm not a gang banger, but I will bang the hell out of a dude on his back. And yes, I will.
So you're a bed banger.
Yes. Yes, I am.
What she say? You what?
I will bang him.
Huh?
I am down for banging a dude. Like, who I like to ride. So, you know.
Right. That's the only banging I really do right now is in my motherfucking bedroom.
For sure, that's cool.
But, I mean, you know, if I got to put in work, I will. I mean, if they call you, they call you. Ain't shit else you can do about it. You either come or you don't, but.
And then you get to tell an answer if you don't come.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
I mean, I got so many questions for Big Crip, but because I'm going to wait till Tuesday because this ain't his damn interview.
I know!
See,
we fucking up. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to have to save up for him like a kid saving up to go to the candy store on Saturday.
For sure, you can save up, but, hey, still can't handle my ears, and I tell you all that question. Now, I told you, I'm a professional surfer, so I can handle the chocolate wave, you dig?
But see, this is just the mini wave. We're not even waving right now.
No, we
Tuesday,
ain't. We just.
Yeah, Tuesday, I promise you, you're going to be like, oh, hey.
Yeah, ain't no breeze out right now, so we just kind of sitting in the middle of the ocean.
I hear that, and I'm just sitting out on the beach looking at the waves. Ain't doing that. Can't handle me right now. Here is it. Where Cuz at? Where homeboy at?
He on here. Trav. Oh, hold on. Damn, I keep on. Whoa, shit. I can't see. Hold on. Oh, I don't know where the hell Trav went. He probably had to go eat some more pussy for 2 hours and we see where it tastes like piss. That's another story.
So why come out in North Carolina and come to the radio show? I thought he was out here in New York, shall we?
Nah, but, you know, when I come to New York, I'm always down to do a live remote.
Yeah, yeah, I'm supposed to be out in North Carolina too.
Where?
What that is? Durham?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. But all them first time niggas, I supposed to come out in Durham and chill with one of my homies wanted me to come out there.
Man, Durham is a big ass ghetto city, but you can handle it.
I mean, I like ghetto shit, man.
Man, I don't fuck with Durham. I don't even like driving through it when I gotta go to VA. I hear them get the fuck on.
Yeah, I'm supposed to go out there with a couple of the homies. They want me to come out there.
Where?
I don't know. Yeah, they got calling me know because I got a lot of different places going. Cause I supposed to go, like I said, I'm going to Cali. I gotta go to Cali. Now I gotta go fucking thing. I'm supposed to go to A, and now I gotta go back to Florida where I live at. I just came from Florida, so I gotta go back to Florida and shit. And then I gotta go back to my country. I gotta go back to Jamaica next month. I gotta go mad places.
Oh, damn.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. What part of Florida?
Oh, man, I live in Dade County. I live in all over. I live in Dade County. I lived in Citrus County. I lived in Beverly Hills. I lived all over Florida. I lived in Orlando.
Oh, my God. You in Dade County? Where in Dade?
Oh, I lived here when I was little. I don't remember the name of the hood, though, but I lived when I was a little nigga, but when I go out there, I be sitting on the South Beach. I be on by the strip, my Versace strip and all that bullshit. Or when I go to Dave, I go to the hood part. I forgot the name of the part, but I be out there with my cousins out there.
I used to live in Broward, so I used to go to South Beach and go to Fat Tuesdays and get something to drink and stuff. Matter of fact, I'm going to be in South Beach for my birthday because my birthday is on Super Bowl Sunday.
When that is?
February
that
the 3rd.
Is it February?
Yeah, I'm going to be there from February the, like maybe January the 31st to February the 5th.
Nah, I'm planning to go to Dallas because I think the All-Star game is out there in Dallas next year.
Well, you know, the All-Star game is 2 weeks after Super Bowl or the week after. Well, this year was fucked up because of the strike.
Yeah, I went to the All-Star weekend this year. That shit was whack because in Orlando, I ain't like that shit, man.
Wow.
The All-Star weekend, the football, the Super Bowl, not the All-Star weekend. Was it the Super Bowl? It was one of them things. But whatever it was, that shit was whack. Orlando was whack, man, that time, man. And
that was All-Star weekend.
It's All-Star weekend, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I ain't really like it, man. And that was the first time, because I used to live in Florida, that was the first time I ever been through some corny shit like that out there, man. It was corny. It was all that. Probably because I beat it too much.
Make sure you come to Charlotte for the CIAA weekend next year.
In Charlotte? What was that? What that is?
It's like this big college tournament, but everybody comes up here and it'd be like a lot of performances and it's like a big ass party that whole weekend.
What that is?
That's that. I'm gonna look it up. And I'm gonna
let me know if I come back. I had wanted to go to South Beach on Memorial Weekend because I ain't never been to the bike fest. But I ain't get to make that because I've never been to the bike fest. I wanted to check that shit out. You ever been to the bike fest in South Carolina?
Hell no.
I heard it be cracking, though. I don't know. I ain't ever been to it.
Okay. CIAA weekend is going to be February.
I didn't hear you.
Okay.
Is the show done?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I can't even hear you, because these niggas wild not having a motorcycle. Oh, yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay. CIAA weekend is February. It starts February the 25th and ends Saturday, March the 3rd. So, fucking February the 28th and March the 1st. It's going to be
that's in North Carolina?
Yeah, Charlotte, North Carolina. Everybody is going to be here. That's like one of the biggest things.
Man, send me that info so I can suck and send my homies so I'm going to get ready for that shit. Because I know my ass won't forget. So you got to send me that, inbox me that on my Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, because that's like an hour and a half away from me. I think I'm going to go this year because everybody keep telling me I need to go and network. But I don't be wanting to go, because when I go, a lot of the artists that done came on my show gonna be trying to smash, and I don't want to be hurting their feelings.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, because to me, I feel like artists got tainted dick. Everybody done had it.
I mean, you're right. You can't say you is right about that. That's why you gotta get the upper side niggas. Or the underground niggas. Don't nobody. The up and coming niggas, the other side niggas.
Man, they sleazy too.
Ah, they ain't better nobody. Nobody know their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody know that.
They still fucking.
Everybody everywhere fucking.
And for real, everybody everywhere fucking.
True.
It's just that now more females on the famous niggas' dick. That's why they get extra cutty.
Okay, what street you work on?
Hello?
Yeah.
Why y'all so quiet, cuz? Y'all mad? I thought I was crazy loud and all that thing. Y'all probably sipping on some scissors or something y'all drink.
What?
I'm getting dressed to go out.
What party are you going to?
Oh, I'm not going to the party. I'm just going to, like, karaoke or some shit my friend invited me to. So,
okay.
I'm going to check it out.
Okay, okay.
Yep. Just over here doing my hair and makeup.
Hey, yo, Chavel, you got all my pictures?
Yes, I'm getting ready to look at them because I didn't, when you were sending them to me, I was at
work.
And then when I got off work today, I had to go to the doctor for my shoulder, and I was there for a long time. So
why is your shoulder?
A month ago, I was at a photo shoot at a waterfall, and I
slipped
off the rock, and I fell, and I used my arm to break the fall and dislocated my shoulder.
Damn, cuz. You hope you all crazy.
Hell nah.
Damn.
I gotta
use some therapy
to keep my rotator cuff.
Yeah, that's messed up. I hope you get better, y'all.
I will.
I'll give her a couple of private dances. She'll be all right.
Well, you gonna give her a private dance?
Yeah. Yeah,
she like giving private dances on video chat.
Yeah, she be stunning on you, don't she?
What a big ass.
Was she a fat ass?
Boy, do she.
Man, I probably gotta look up on Facebook. Well, you got Facebook, Charlotte?
Yeah, but you ain't gonna find no crazy pictures on there. You can follow me on Instagram.
You on Instagram?
Yeah, you got Twitter?
Yeah, I got Twitter for sure. You don't, man, that's how I know you don't be listening to my flying around Twitter.
Wow.
I ain't gonna ask about my Twitter. She.
I'm sorry. And I'm already following you. That's the funny part.
You following
that's
me?
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm the Black Dahlia.
I don't think you follow me, cuz.
I'm already following you. Trust me.
Let me go check this out right now. You heard me. I don't think you follow me, cuz.
I'm not your cousin, boy.
Oh, you know what? Oh my gosh. Hold on. I got a call. One of my little homies, because when he first heard that song, he was going crazy over it. Because when I got it, I was like, yo, D.A., you got to listen to this song. So I called him and let him listen to it. He was like, oh, shit, that shit go hard.
Who, Mr. D.A.?
Nah, D.A., he would be a mess. He in Detroit. He a blue flag. And he was like, oh, man. He rapped, too, and he loved that damn song.
Around Christmas?
Yes.
Yeah, tell Coach cracking, man. I got a song bringing them niggas up, too.
Yes, hold on. Let me see if this little motherfucker answered the phone. I hope he don't think I'm prank calling him, though.
What's the name, Shawty? I don't think you follow me.
I should be.
Nah, you ain't following me, cuz.
D.A.
Hold on.
Hello.
Hey, honey.
What up, bro? Who this?
This is Chop, fucker.
Oh, okay.
What you doing?
I ain't doing shit.
Well, I called you because I wanted to introduce you to somebody.
What up?
You remember when I let riding around Crippin.
Yeah.
I got to see phone.
I can't even hear you. Your shit breaking up.
Oh, that's not me. That's your phone.
No, that ain't my shit.
Well,
always trying to blame somebody else's shit, Jock.
Well, either way it goes, this is DA. He's out of, he's in Detroit, and he's Sam. And I just wanted to introduce you guys, because both of y'all do music, and y'all rep the same thing, and I just love networking.
Don't look like you know what it is.
Hello?
Hey, shit, cuz, what it is, my nigga?
What's cracking? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, cuz. Shit, you're
trying
to get this music cracking.
Oh, good luck, guys. It is what it is. Let's start this shit, cuz. It's 10 out of this motherfucking thing, man. I'm painting the city, we're painting this shit back blue. You heard me. Holla at me.
So, we're going to get this shit left, though. We definitely going to get this shit left. I heard that shit was cracked for free.
Yeah, go look. I got more Chris songs coming out too, cuz. I only rap about Chris right now.
So, man, we got to bring that shit back, cuz all these niggas false banging with these red flags don't even know what they're doing.
Hey, hey, not too much. Not too much, man.
Hey, I ain't good to you, but everybody's on blood niggas' dick right now. Everybody wants to turn blood when he comes back. Ain't nobody want to claim Crip no more. Everybody comes on blood niggas' dick.
They fake. Okay, are we talking about the fake blood? Yeah, y'all right, because
hey,
I'm there with you.
Serious. The only real blood I know of right now who's nasty from the West Coast is Bosco 100. That's the only blood nigga.
Because Wayne, that nigga is quack.
That's the reason why everybody's telling blood, because of Lil Wayne.
You know, and that's what's sad, because
it was crazy about that.
It makes it hard for real niggas
on his first album, Lights Out.
Yeah,
all blued out on the first album.
Yeah, he was blued out of all mad videos.
Yeah, he was. Nigga's a rainbow. He's gay.
Man,
I can't talk about it.
I can't talk about certain things because I do not want to mess enough with Dragon in my squad. It was me for Dodie, I'd say whatever stuff. I can't talk. I got to shut my mouth in that situation. But you can say what you feel.
Because I'm a nobody. So I can say what the hell I want. Don't no motherfucking body know me. I respect you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you can't say too much. But I can. Lil Wayne is gay. Weezy fucking baby. Did anybody else dissect that? Yeah. Okay.
Hey, all day is
I got it when I seen Cuz kiss a nigga in the video.
Hey.
It ain't your real daddy. Like, what the fuck?
AOD, I'm going to just inbox you something and you can talk it. You feel me? How you do that? I can't say it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why
we know you agree. No, I'm just kidding.
No comment. You heard me.
Yeah.
But I'm saying Chocolate got a song. I had sent her, but I don't know. I had sent her a song. If you listen to the lyrics, it is what it is.
We gonna play all your music on Tuesday.
Hey, cuz, but I was just banging your shit though yesterday. Cause think about it, I was on Drag On Little Blog Spot or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm banging that shit.
Hey, yo, Carl,
I was in the
thing
half. My looks was going crazy. Niggas was going crazy.
I'm crazy.
The niggas love that shit.
Good looking, cuz. Yo, I got another song out too called Crippin' His Back. That's my original single.
Shit, where that shit is? If I can look that shit up.
It's on YouTube. We got a video and all that.
Man, you did crazy numbers on that fucking video.
Yeah, I ain't paid for no promotion, nothing like that. That shit hit 10 stacks in like 2 months.
No, you had 220, you over 225,000 views.
Yeah, but I'm trying to say in 2 months, I hit 10 stacks.
Damn.
And in 4 days, I hit 1,000. In 4 days, I hit 1,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That song is crazy.
And by December, I had hit like 1,700,000 views, and then before the year hit, before it made the 1 year been on YouTube,
like like by the 11 months or 10 months, it hit the 200,000. They loving my crib music. I told them bring it back. I ain't playing.
So
I need my I need my Detroit niggas on it, because I'm doing a remix of Crippin' around the Crippin' with my West Coast niggas. I probably put some less on it.
So you can throw me on that bitch, cuz. Y'all shit, real.
Yeah, cuz
Jay
got a nice ass flow. I'm not even gonna front. This little motherfucker is nice lyrically. I have to give him credit. Cause I'll tell a rapper they whack, but he's nice. And it's not because he's like my little kid or anything like that. It's like him and his brother actually have talent.
That's cool, but I'm not a real rapper, so I'm okay. I just started rapping last year. I've been rapping for a year.
What made you?
I started rapping last year.
Yes, yeah, so I ain't no real rapper. I'm a real gangbanger, so I just started rapping. I've been rapping for
respect.
A year.
Respect.
Huh?
I said respect.
So when people tell me, they can say I'm whack, I don't give a fuck, because I know I'm a real rapper.
That's the thing. Like, you talking about shit you know about. So
exactly.
You don't have to put on an act. You don't have to, you know, sit there and really think about, what is this like? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It just comes gradually, just because you know it. So that's
exactly.
A real rapper to me. Shit.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, you know, I'm talking about on the lyrical shit. I'm not a lyrical rapper. I do a little stuff. I'm not nice. I ain't going to be nice for like 2-3 years.
You know what? Me personally, you know, I'm not into swagger rappers, you know, who I like shit that's real. You know, people talking about real shit. To me,
right,
that's a rapper.
Then holler at me. I speak real shit. I speak real shit.
That's what's up.
So I already know. Like I said, y'all probably might be wild. I want the Detroit homie to hear it too. I know y'all, and when Chalko to play that song to take over, jump off, I know she gonna be like, you coming crazy. That take over should ride me in a play. Y'all said that might get me in trouble, but it is what it is.
Why is it gonna get you in trouble?
Like I said, when you listen to it, it might get me in trouble. But it is what it is. It's keys up for everybody who got a problem with it. You did.
Wow. See, you got me curious now.
When that joint drop?
I don't know when, but she decided to drop it. But when she hear that, whatever it is, what it is.
What's the name of it again?
The Takeover one, the Takeover. Takeover 2. I did over Jay-Z beat.
Okay, that's
fact.
I'm looking for it right now.
This is the second verse. The second verse, people might not like it. They listen to it. They don't listen to the whole thing. They might not like it, period.
Well, they don't hear it tonight. You
right.
Know,
welcome.
I'm about to play it. Okay, Google. Here it comes.
Fresh gang taking over this rap shit. The brotherhood taking over this rap shit. Hood and fine taking over the rap shit. We the new movement taking over this rap shit. Fresh gang taking over this rap shit. The brotherhood taking over this rap shit. Good environment, take over this rap shit. We the new movement, taking over this rap shit. Take over, no, I'm not Jay Hope. I'm Big Crit, Fresh Gang representer. Same borough though, BK Middleton. I mean EBK, cause everybody gon' get. I'm on my Seagull shit. I'ma tell you the truth, show the truth. So let's make a toast for the success of the dollar. Yeah, give me that. R.I.P. to Dollar and the rest of the great rappers. So let's put something for your dead rappers. I mean whack rapper. The real is back like Jeezy. The Brooklyn crowd me like hype. This is my kingdom. I'm gonna show the real blueprint. Crip knowledge. Pick taking over this rap shit. Problem taking over this rap shit. Scotty taking over this rap shit. KNS taking over this rap shit.
pick taking over this rap shit. Problem taking over this rap shit. Scotty taking over this rap shit. KNS taking over this rap shit. I want that whole thing back like KNS to give me the Midwest print. So I'm gonna let you know when good music come back. Like Kanye and Common. So I sat back relaxed dreaming. I should be on the mic. So I got up and got in the booth. Now I'm dream chasing. Hope I make it big like Biggie and put Crying Heights on the map. I'm tired of watching these tight pants, skinny jeans, tatted up homo niggas. Let's bring it back to hoodies and tips. Chucks and Dickies. I ain't changed the era. The real can't sell, but bullshit do. This rap game is funny, and so is the fans too. Cracker bitches calling blacks niggas and thinking it's cool. Man kissing man, y'all still accepting their duty. I'm just glad I ain't too woo. Not a mafia crip, and I ain't kissing none of my jewelry.
That's right.
Drag on taking over this rap shit. Terror the dude taking over this rap shit. Mr. Lim taking over this rap shit. I be taking over this rap shit. Drag on taking over this rap shit. Terror the dude taking over this rap shit. Mr. Lim taking over this rap shit. I be taking over this rap shit. Shout out to my nigga KNS, man. He bringing back soul back to this fucking music game. Shout out all y'all niggas out here, man. Y'all little faggot niggas, pull your fucking pants up, nigga. Bang.
I get blackballed. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I can't get blackballed. I see from my kids. I cannot be in the streets right now.
Oh, no, you can't. You can't.
You know, I'm in the streets right now.
But see, what I'll do is I'll spit for you.
All right, I do that, cuz. You can do that. Just like I say, I tell D something, I tell little Shawty something. Where's she at anyway? She can talk to me, you can talk to me.
She's still looking.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to most definitely, man, please. As soon as I learn how to spit, like, catch a nice little flow, it's a wrap.
Hell yeah, I know you don't get it on because you be talking on that real shit, so I'm sorry for a lot of people. Sorry for a whole lot of people.
Motherfuckers gonna hate me. And it's not because I'm beautiful.
Because you're riding on the ass, that's why.
Yeah, and DA is a bad influence on me. I just have to put that out there.
Say what?
DA is a bad influence on me.
Oh, oh, yeah.
I'm chilling right now. I'm on probation. I'm chilling.
Yeah, like, they get me crunk. Him and his brother Boogie, they be getting me crunk. And I be going in on motherfuckers on Twitter, be waiting for them to say shit.
Fuck it. Hey, yo. Yo, cuz, you on Twitter, you better follow me, cuz, and keep in contact if we start doing what we do. I'm going to get this shit all around the world. Here it
is. Oh,
I'm
going to
get your Twitter tonight.
Do me a favor, DA, send me a tweet right now and mention me so I can snatch your name because you changed it so much. So I can go ahead and introduce y'all on Twitter.
All right, for sure.
Well, Stan Shorty, what other Shorty doing? She ain't dressed hard by like that?
She got a lot of ass to cover.
Yeah, I got to see her shit, cuz, because you saying some crazy shit. I don't even know what you talking about.
She got way more ass than the last co-host did.
Like who?
My last co-host didn't have no ass, but she got a lot of ass. Boy, that's why I don't got none, because she stole it.
You better give her back her ass,
Chuck. I worked hard to get this ass.
I'm sure.
For real, I used to not have no ass. I used to be so skinny and thin.
So when your C-day is, where your sign is, y'all?
Huh?
Where your sign is? Where your C-day is?
Where's what?
What is your sign?
Oh, Leo.
Oh, that's no doubt. I'm a Leo too, cuz.
That's what's... Look, boy, you gonna stop calling me cuz.
Hey,
I respect
hey,
you, but but I ain't your cousin, so...
hey, I told that to everybody. I told that to the blood homies, everybody.
I got you.
You're wait, you want August what? You're August Leo or July Leo?
August.
August what?
August 23rd. I'm on the cusp of Leo and Virgo.
That's where my grandfather born.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and my son is a July Leo. He born July 23rd.
Oh, wow.
And then I'm August 13th.
August 13th?
Yeah, so all of us got threes here, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I don't even know what I'm doing for my birthday this year.
I mean, you're quiet and deadly then.
You said I'm what?
You're quiet and deadly.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm anything but quiet. I'm very outgoing and shit like that. But you'll never see me, like, really mad or sad or anything like that. So, but yeah, I'm deadly too. I'll attack the fuck out of somebody. Get me to that point.
Okay,
but for the most part, I'm cool as fuck. I'm cooler than the polar bear's asshole till you get me mad.
I hate you, child.
Damn, this has been quite an interesting show, but y'all ain't gotta go home without getting the fuck off my radio station. I'm ending my show. It's 11:30, and we got shit to do, and I got a plan on how to fuck Big Crip up on Tuesday. And
damn, cuz. How y'all trying to fuck me up?
Like, we real mellow tonight. I got to turn it up. I'm going to have to take about 5 shots and give it to you.
Hell All right, so I'm going to wear a vest so I can protect myself. You heard me.
Mm-hmm. Look at her. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm going to change my stuff. Like, so we're going to be back Tuesday night, 9:30 to 11:30. Big Crip will be the artist that's online being interviewed and interrogated. We're going to play his music. We're going to talk about sex, love, the color blue, his pussy-eating skills, and whatever else comes to mind.
And, of course, if he eats ass or not.
Nah,
I don't know. Because you know that's going to be the first question that Chuck asks.
I do not do them type of things. I don't eat salad.
I was just preparing you because that's definitely gonna be Chuck's question, and she gonna give you a scenario.
For sure, you get.
She gonna give
thing.
You some scenarios.
Oh yeah, them gonna be scenarios. At least you honest. You know me so well.
At least he didn't have to go through what the other dude went through when I asked the bathroom question.
The bathroom question? What that is?
You'll just have to find out on Tuesday, won't you?
She said the bathroom thing. What kind of crazy shit is that, Wolf?
You know what I'm talking about, right, Chuck?
So what happened in the bathroom?
We'll find out on Tuesday.
Hey, cause I got with that flow that I'm talking about.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Said the bathroom, man, cuz.
So.
I mean.
Sleeping fear.
I'm thinking. He's thinking real hard.
Right. You never going to guess it. So.
Nah, I ain't going to guess it. I got to do some songs tonight, so I ain't going to be thinking. I'm going to ask the homies when I get to the studio. But the bathroom. You said the bathroom theory when you said?
We just gonna laugh at you. We ain't gonna give you no hints. We ain't gonna tell you nothing.
Hey, yo, cuz, you know what she's talking about? The battle that is.
Oh, cuz, I don't know what she talking about.
This is gonna be fun.
Yes.
This is gonna be very fun.
Yes. Make sure y'all tune in at 9:30 to 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to give Big Crip the business.
All right.
The business.
I got all that thing you heard. I told you. Professional surfer.
Uh-huh.
Professional surfer, and I ain't falling off. You dig?
Yeah, we're doing some tsunami waves on Tuesday, though.
Okay.
I got all that. Yours.
Starting with the bathroom question.
Yeah, I got to know what that is. The bathroom question. Because that sounds like some real crazy shit, cuz.
Well, don't be talking.
Y'all can't just
party.
Do it on this right now?
Whoa,
huh?
I can't get that. Let me know what that is.
Nah,
that's
crazy. You know what? We might give y'all some hits on Twitter, but as far as I'm concerned, this show is over. EA, go do what you were doing before I called you. Big Crip, gone to the studio. Dahlia, gone and go karaoke. And we good.
keep that, cuz.
All right, cuz. I'm going to hit you right now, cuz. I'm a Twitter fan.
So.
All right,
y'all
for sure,
cuz. And thank y'all for calling. I love y'all, and I get the fuck off my station.
For sure, for sure, for sure. Y'all, little shout out to y'all.
Bye, y'all.
You heard me.